We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
And welcome back to Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines. I'm Annie Heilbrin, joined by Bill Center here, and we've got a very special guest, Luke Yoder. Luke, I know you've got like an official title. I like to call you like King of the Grounds, something like that, or King of the Grounds.
That sounds good.
King of Petco. But I want to tell you that you are on the Cholula hot seat. If you didn't know, you are on the Cholula hot seat. So I'll start with this question. What's the hottest pepper out there in the bullpen?
The Moruga Scorpion will be. At this time, it's the Black Cobra.
Oh.
We're talking about his garden.
His garden, right. Yes.
Luke is well-known around baseball, and I would imagine around groundskeepers, for the garden that he has constructed in various home bullpen, the batter's eye, below the batter's eye, the visiting bullpen. He's raising a number. He's a farmer with this crop, which includes peppers, tomatoes, lettuce. I don't know if you have lettuce right now.
We've got lettuce, spinach, radish, beets, onions, garlic.
I love radishes, by the way.
So. Oh, they're great in a salad.
Good. Yep. And also, you've got a couple dwarf citrus trees.
Dwarf lemon, lime, orange. You even have a salad tree that has five types of fruit on one tree.
It's
been grafted to where it's got several different types of oranges, a lemon and a lime on one tree where it's propagated, and it grows that way. You have different branches have different fruits.
You're kidding me. Yeah. I didn't know that was possible.
Well, and there was a Sports Illustrated story that came out today that was talking about the garden. And the garden's been going on now. It's 4 years that you've had this garden, right?
This is the fourth year.
And there's always a little bit of controversy around it because the Giants like to claim that they started the garden or whatnot. But we know the truth. We know that Luke did. So it's pretty cool that you have that. Have you had the new pitchers kind of looking at it and wondering what's going on and asking you to put in some new seeds or whatnot?
I haven't had any new pitchers talk to me about it yet. I think they're still kind of getting used to it.
Yes.
But I'm sure we'll get a few requests for – I did get a request for a ghost pepper to make
sure
we get that in. Some of the hotter stuff, we have to wait until we get warmer after kind of May, gray, and June gloom. But we have a decent start. I think I've got about a dozen peppers planted right now, and there'll be more coming as we warm up.
Do you put warning signs on those?
We do.
Right.
We do because they're no joke.
Because someone could just pick one up and think, oh, this is a harmless little pepper.
They're no joke. We're not trying to play a dirty joke on anybody. We're making sure they know, okay, this, for example, jalapeno is 15,000 Scoville heat units, but this Moruga Scorpion is 1.25 million, and it can really, really
it would be a terrible joke. Right. I mean, I know that some of them have dared each other to try them and whatnot. I think they're crazy because it is, like, crazy hot. I mean... Yeah.
It is. You'll have to YouTube somebody eating a Moruga Scorpion because it's not pretty. And so some of the guys dabble in it, but I would never encourage them to eat one of those.
No. Hey, I want to get around to the field. The field looks great right now.
Thank you.
And I know that you've you reconstructed it after several events. I love the monster trucks and then the Supercross. And, of course, Paul McCartney, too.
Right.
The field looks great right now, but you're coming up to a couple real mid-season challenges that you really haven't had before. The Rolling Stones concert in May, and then later in the year, Taylor Swift. How much time are you going to have to turn the field around, and how do you pull off that miracle?
Yeah, that's a good question, and we are currently gearing up for that. This will be our first two big concerts in season. As you're aware, we've had big concerts before, like the Stones, off-season.
Right.
But this will be the first time in season, and you know, some shorter road trips with not a lot of turnaround time. So we're taking a lot of precautions in the front end to try to make sure that we get the right turf protection out there and do what we can to prevent having to resaw too big of an area. So our goal, number one, is to have a strong field going in, which we feel like we've accomplished here in the last month after Supercross, and then to protect it and do what we can to just, you know, spread the traffic out as much as we can and try to come out, you know, as good as possible.
How much time after the Stones play? They're showing a video right now of the field being rebuilt, which I loved. By the way, you should what's your Twitter handle? I don't know what it is. And I love the tweets that you put out during the reconstruction of the field as to where you were. You might want to tell everybody what your Twitter
is. Yeah, it's @Luke_Yoder. And I did try to put out one or two pictures a day as we were going through this process.
Right. And they were great. I mean, I loved it. But when now we get to the Stones, and they're gonna after they play, how much time will you have to turn the field back to the field.
I believe they play on a Sunday night, Memorial Day weekend, and they should be loaded out by Tuesday. So we'll have a couple days to go, try to go out there and make sure things are, number one, safe. That's the most important. And then consistency and playability is number two. Aesthetics is number three. They're all important, but safety first.
Luke, we want to remind everyone that you've been on the Cholula hot seat. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap for a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano. Check out the new green pepper sauce flavor. Today, we're going to keep you around, even though now you're off the hot seat. I don't know if you feel any different, but you've been taken off. But to Bill's point, I mean, it's not an easy task. You know, it's not as simple as, I don't know, people might think laying some grass down or whatnot. There's some science to it as far as how the players like it to play, as far as how Buddy likes it to play. There's a lot of science to it, in fact. And so you really have to do that in a finite amount of time when there's events going on.
Oh, for sure. It's our job is a science and an art. And there's a lot that goes into establishing a field like this. And number one, we're trying to grow roots. So if we establish good, healthy root system, it's going to reflect on top. Like you said, working with Buddy on how he wants the field to play, you know, I can speed it up or slow it down.
Right.
But having that ball roll consistent through the outfield is important, and that's why we're going to, you know, go to great measures to make sure whatever work we do after the concert will still have a good playing field.
You know, it's always interesting because everybody takes pride in what they do, and when you're a groundskeeper, what is the one thing that you want to see? What more than anything else, when you look out in your field, which it is your field, what do you want to see? What do you take most pride in?
What I take most pride in, myself and my staff, is what the players think about it. That's number one. And if we hear good things from our guys, you know, the first homestand, second homestand, you know, that's our number one thing. And then even after that, we don't expect our guys to come out all the time and give us positive feedback. If we don't hear anything on the negative end, that's huge. But hearing from the visitors is important, too. And hearing from them, because they're seeing all these other fields, and getting their feedback and hearing positive stuff from them is huge. And so those are the things we look at that we know we're in good shape. We know we're doing our job. And then, like I said, number three is aesthetics. And if we can sit back and look at it and the fans say, hey, the field looks great, you get that question every once in a while. Is that real or fake? You know, that's a compliment. So those are the things we're going after.
A couple years ago, the player survey, they did the question on what field do you like best. I know Petco was at the time, well, Petco was named the field they like best. How that must have made you feel pretty good.
That was great. That was awesome. And, you know, just hats off to my crew, Matt and Peter, my assistants. And these guys have worked so hard to keep it that way. And that's our goal. You know, our goal is to be at the top year in and year out.
Yes.
And each year gets more challenging, and we understand that.
And you're usually kind of jetting around trying to help other teams set up their fields. Is there anywhere you've been going lately or that you went in the off season?
I'll probably make a trip to El Paso this year, possibly the Dominican. But it's a lot of fun to help out at the minor league level as well. And to try to have some type of consistency, for example, with our dirt, you know, to have it play very similar to minor league level as it does here. So when the guys get up, you know, they're not missing a beat. And better yet,
so
they're able to train even better and get used to it at the minor league level. So
was the monster trucks to opening day, was that the most challenging thing that you've had happen?
That was probably the top three most challenging that we've been through here in the 12 years at Petco
Park. I can imagine.
You know, it was, we didn't have as much time as normal and working around, you know, the improvements here in left field construction.
Yes.
My staff just work their tails off, sunrise to sunset for about a month straight to get to where we're at now.
And obviously, it looks beautiful. I mean, you guys do a great job. I think everyone would agree with that. But does it hurt your heart just a little bit when you see that going on? I mean, is there a part of you that goes, ah?
I, you know, 10 years ago, I would have lost a lot more sleep over
it.
Now I see where things are going, and we've got to adapt with the times. But I tell you what,
sure,
it feels good to have a baseball field back in here.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that when – Luke made a major career change when he came from Pittsburgh, which is a completely different situation.
Oh, yeah, the rain.
He was right. He went from maybe one of the rainiest fields in baseball to one that you've rolled the tarp out only a couple times. That must be one thing that you don't miss.
That's right. I have something that we average 65 tarp pulls a year in Pittsburgh at PNC Park. And here I think we average 2.5. So that's huge. And that does allow us to keep somewhat of a more consistent field, especially with the dirt. You know, the grass, actually, growing grass in Pittsburgh was fun and easy because you get the natural rainfall. You have one type of grass, Kentucky bluegrass.
Right.
Here we've got the combination of Bermuda and ryegrass, and you're going through transition. So actually a little bit more of a challenge here with the grass. You know, watering with what we use here from the Colorado River kind of builds up salts and whatnot. By the time it gets down here, it's evaporated so much. So We have a little bit more of a challenge growing grass compared to Pittsburgh, but where it's at, our bread and butter is the dirt. 70% of the games played in the dirt, that's where a groundskeeper makes his name. And this weather does allow us to keep a more consistent infield because we can put on it what we need to put on it and not worry about tarping as much in weather.
Yeah, do you know where the tarp is, right? You guys know where you keep it?
Every once in a while, we got knock the dust off, get the rats out of there. It's in the only tarp cave in
people
Major League Baseball right out here,
yeah.
down the left field line.
I wish people could see in Luke's shop or whatnot. It's actually right around the corner from here. It is the coolest thing because you see a lot of their equipment and you see a lot of the kind of the sciencey things behind it. And I know there's been a few segments on it, but it's just a very fascinating thing
just the different,
to see.
Just the different types of dirt.
Exactly. And the research that goes into it and the tending and the making sure that everything is the way it should be. So I know players appreciate it and Buddy appreciates it. And I think that's, like you said, the most important.
That's what counts.
All right, I think Bill said it best. Go to Luke_Yoder because you will see all kinds of behind-the-scenes pictures, and they are very cool. So, Luke, we very much appreciate you being on with us today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Petco, the power of together, is your hometown pet retailer. Petco is proud to partner with the Padres in Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. Make sure you're tweeting us, #PadresSH. Let Bill and I know what you think of this team, and we will be right back after the break with more Padres Social Hour.